This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. When it was built in 1977, Citicorp Center was, at 59 stories, the seventh tallest building in the world.
Citicorp Center is truly one of the most spectacular skyscrapers on a skyline known for its spectacular skyscrapers.
That's reporter Joel Werner.
This massive 59-story skyscraper levitates mid-air, hovering 115 feet above the street corner.
Of course, the building isn't really levitating. It's propped up on stilts, which join the building at the midpoint of each side. It does not look sturdy. But it's got to be sturdy. It's got to be safe, or they wouldn't have built it this way. Right? Most of the credit for this building is given to the chief structural engineer, William LeMessurier.
This is him giving a talk at MIT in 1995.
The whole problem was to build a building on a site that has a church in one corner.
St. Peter's sat at the corner of the lot, and when the church sold their land to Citicorp, it was on the condition that they build a new church in the exact same location. Beyond that, the company was free to build their skyscraper around the church and in the airspace above it. So a plan was hatched to float the building over the church.
A 59-story tower floating on 115-foot stilts.
For additional support, LeMessurier designed a chevron bracing structure. Essentially, rows and rows of Vs, each 8 stories high, pointing down the middle of each building face.
And everything seemed just fine, until, as LeMessurier tells it, he got a phone call.
1978. I got a call from a student. I think he was an architectural student from New Jersey.
As the story goes, the student raised the alarm about Citicorp Center being particularly vulnerable at its corners.
Normally, buildings are strongest at their corners.
But this is no normal building.
This building is 915 feet high. If it failed, a whole slew of buildings from Midtown to Central Park would fall like dominoes. And when LeMessurier started to investigate the student's claims, he realized that the root of the problem had to do with how the chevron bracing structure was fastened together.
From here, LeMessurier and his team worked with the Citicorp bigwigs to coordinate emergency repairs on the building and weld it back together. They welded through the night and quit at daybreak, just as the building occupants returned to work.
And I know what you're thinking. Something like a newspaper might wonder why Citicorp Center was aglow with blowtorches all night, except
all the newspapers in New York went on strike, so we had a press blackout, and that was the greatest thing that ever happened.
And construction was finished.
And this whole thing remained a secret for almost 20 years. After the story got out, it was written up as a textbook case of good ethics in structural engineering. New York was spared a tremendous loss of life, all because Bill LeMessurier was humble enough to give time to the inquiry of an undergraduate student. The way LeMessurier tells it, the college student, the young hero of our story, was lost to history.
Okay, wait for it.
Sometime in the early 90s, I remember being upstairs in my bedroom. My husband, who had been downstairs, started yelling, "Diane, your thesis building is on TV."
This is Diane Hartley.
As far as we can tell, she was the student in LeMessurier's story.
I fumbled for the remote.
This building could have killed tens of thousands of people.
I was aghast.
Diane never even considered that she might be the student in the story, male or not.
I never called LeMessurier.
Diane did talk to a junior engineer. She showed him her calculations.
But at the end of the day, I assumed I was wrong.
After all, she was just a college senior.
But somehow, Diane's discovery got silently passed up the totem pole within LeMessurier's firm. So it could be that's why LeMessurier remembers speaking to a male student. He was conflating Diane Hartley, the student, with his own staffer.
Perhaps my questions helped someone figure something out. I feel like I was a bit player in a play that had a happy ending.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Joel Werner and Sam Greenspan, with Katie Mingle, Avery Truffleman, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.